Thank you and good day, distinguished judges, ladies and gentlemen. As a young woman from the Pacific, it tears at my heart to hear statistics from around the world confirming the low numbers of women in prominent positions, the reported high levels of harassment and violence. Did you know women make up two-thirds of the world's 796 million illiterate people? According to global statistics, just 39% of rural girls attend secondary school. In addition, the women of the Pacific also have the barrier of very strong cultural traditions that at times limit us. As I begin my adult life, I have wondered about what actions I can possibly take. Sometimes the problems seem overwhelming. It's easy to be discouraged. But amidst all of this, I have hope. Unlocking what is within each one of us, empowering, helping women to see the possibilities and understand that they must have ownership of their destiny. This is what it means to empower a woman. But how can we empower a woman? Education. I believe empowerment through education is the key. When you educate a woman, you educate a family. When you educate a family, you educate a community. And when you educate a community, you educate a nation. The Miss Pacific Islands pageant, Papua New Guinea, is one example of an organization that promotes holistic education of young women through its three pillars: scholarship fund, human development, and community service. Since 2011, the PNG pageant has fundraised for and given out about 600,000 Tongan Pa'anga in scholarships in the fields of education, health, and agriculture. A holistic education is important. Holistic development through the PNG pageants in the form of public speaking, etiquette, and health and well-being training promotes self-confidence. Self-confidence is needed for a woman to be truly empowered. To know her self-worth and to be confident that she can step out and achieve what goals she sets for herself. Community service, the final pillar of the Miss PNG pageant, focuses on sharing your empowerment. When you are empowered, it is your responsibility to empower others, to share the blessings. The PNG pageant, and by extension, the Pacific Islands pageants, promotes the possibility for change. It makes women visible, and it shows that we have much to offer. It gives us a platform to speak up for our Pacific sisters. But when we educate to empower, we must ensure to be patient. We must persevere and be courageous, and we must be strategic. We need to change perceptions about culture and social norms. Whilst being in your kingdom, I have had the honor and privilege of being hosted by His Majesty, King Tupou VI, King of Tonga. He stressed the importance of educating both our young women and men, as we are partners in this journey. In conclusion, we must thank the many women from our Pacific as we honor and be the legacy of those that lit the path before us, our mothers, grandmothers, our great-grandmothers. I am blessed to be a voice for others and for this opportunity to be the change. As Malala Yousafzai said, I raise up my voice, not so I can shout, but so that those without a voice can be heard. We cannot succeed when half of us are held back. Malo Aupito.